Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
God speaks. Many of us believe we are hearing from God, but I have a question for you. What is the evidence of this? How are you determining that it is God that has spoken to you? This is what I am going to address in today's podcast. I am not here to tell you that what you are doing is wrong. I am here to share with you through my experiences, the ways God has spoken in my life, and how I position myself to hear him speak. Your foundation is crucial in being able to hear God speak properly, so prioritize it. If you do not root and ground your foundation, Christ, then what you perceive as hearing may be from the wrong source. A proper foundation is something I will address, so look out for that episode. Once you know your foundation is correct, then you need to position yourself to receive what he is saying. How do you do that? You ask. You must first understand that there are no limits to the ways God will speak. If you cannot understand that, then your ability to hear him will be limited. God doesn't do things the way they should be done. His ways are not our ways. You must get this fully in order to hear what he is saying properly. Next, understand that God is always speaking. He loves you and wants the best for you. He wants to be involved in the decisions of your life. It is upon you to go to him to seek his guidance on matters of your life. He is there to guide you into all truth. He is the lamp to your feet. The extent that you invest your efforts into intimacy with him will manifest higher levels of hearing his voice. Let's go over the 10 common ways God speaks to us. God communicates with people in various ways, and the understanding of how God speaks can be a deeply personal and spiritual journey. Here are 10 ways in which many believers believe God speaks to them. Scripture. God's Word, the Bible, is a primary way through which believers believe God speaks. The verses provide guidance, wisdom, and insight into God's character. Prayer. Through prayer, individuals engage in a two-way conversation with God. They believe God can speak to them in their hearts, minds, or through a sense of divine presence, inner stillness, and peace. God's voice may be heard in moments of quiet reflection and inner peace. A sense of calm and assurance is often interpreted as God's communication. Circumstances and providence. Some believe that God orchestrates events in their lives, and they discern his will through circumstances, doors opening or closing, and the alignment of situations. Other people. God can speak through others, whether it be through wise counsel, encouragement, or even correction. Paying attention to the advice and wisdom of those around can be a way of hearing God's voice. Dreams and visions. Throughout the Bible, God communicates through dreams and visions. Some individuals believe God continues to speak in this way, providing guidance or insights during sleep. Promptings of the Holy Spirit. Many believers rely on the Holy Spirit to guide and prompt them. These promptings can manifest as a strong conviction, a gentle nudging, or a clear sense of direction. Nature and creation. Some find God's voice in the beauty and intricacy of the natural world. The grandeur of creation is a reflection of the Creator's voice. Coincidences and synchronicities. Individuals may perceive God's voice in what seems like coincidences or synchronicities, where events align meaningfully that they interpret as a divine message through challenges and trials. God's voice can be heard in the lessons learned during difficult times. The growth, resilience, and perseverance through challenges are a form of divine communication. Many focus on the concept of the still small voice inside. This is true, but God is not just limited to that way of speaking. For example, let me share a few ways that I've learned through my senses, all five, to hear God speak. And yes, you can hear God through your five senses. One of the first ways God spoke to me was through people. I remember in 2019, I was attempting to move to Virginia. I wanted to get away from Pennsylvania because I felt it was spiritually dead for me there. So I took a few trips there to look for a place for us to stay. I one day went to the eye doctor and the individual who checked me and started a conversation with me. One thing led to another, and the next thing out of his mouth was, "God doesn't want you to go there. Something bad is about to happen." Needless to say, I was taken aback by that. I played it off and kept the conversation fluid, but it never left my thoughts. I didn't know this guy, but by only seeing him when I went to the doctor. The interesting thing about it all was that after him saying this to me, I reflected on the events occurring around me, endeavoring to advance. I had found 6 places to visit in Virginia. By the time I got there, they were all gone. Every attempt I was making to leave, the doors were closing. I finally realized that this was not what God wanted me to do and let it go. 6 months later, in 2020, you all know about that thing that started getting lots of people sick and causing them to die. So yes, that was God speaking. Another way I've learned to hear God speak is through His Spirit. I'm working on this constantly, but let me tell you, this is amazing. He gas a love for music, as I do. I have learned to hear when there is a song that He approves of. I even purposely go searching just to get His desire for what He wants me to listen to. Believe it or not, He points out artists that are of His liking. He points out songs that interest Him. This thing is deep. How does He do this, you ask? The best way I can explain it is by saying it is a sensory thing. I get chills or a chill through my body that lets me know He agrees. Sometimes I'll change the song and come back to it, and there are the chills again. It's hard to explain, but that's the best I've got for now. This doesn't just apply to music either. This happens in other areas of my life as well. I can hear a social media post, and next thing I know, my body is receiving that sensation. I've walked into rooms and suddenly a sweet aroma takes over the atmosphere. These are just a few ways that I have learned to hear God speak. There are so many more. The thing is, though, you must position yourself to receive the word when it is spoken. You do this by intensively paying attention to everything around you. You need to sharpen your senses to know and understand when something is being said. You need to watch for signs. God does things differently for each one of us. What He does with you, He may do differently with someone else. You must learn how He speaks with you personally. As I've stated, I sense God through most of my senses. That's just how He has gotten me to function with Him. I literally look for God speaking in everything I see and do. I find Him in so many ways. That's why I'm sharing this with you. It is important to be diligent. You will need to fill yourself with His words. You will need to invest yourself in quality, intimate time with Him. If you are not willing to do these things, then don't expect to hear the way some of the great people of the Bible heard. That is my goal, to do and be greater than some of ones that came before us. So, in conclusion, God speaks. Do not limit yourself or God on the ways He may communicate with you. Don't dismiss a word coming from a source that you may think is not of God. Like I said, God can use anyone or anything. When the guy at the doctor's office said what he said to me, one thing I did was immediately dismiss what he had said. I was going to do that because I had talked to him a few times prior to this. Every time we spoke, he seemed street and ghetto, but cool. That initially made me want to dismiss what he had said. If I had, I may not be here to tell my story today. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. God uses anyone or anything. I'm going to repeat that. God uses anyone and anything. Last, train yourself, develop the mindset to want to hear. It takes commitment. I assure you, though, it will be well worth it.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.